We could know more about the health risks from arsenic, but one congressman has kept us in the dark. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. This week, we've been bringing you a special five-part series, Michigan's Silent Poison, in partnership with the Center for Public Integrity and the public radio show Reveal. Arsenic occurs naturally, and Michigan is one of a handful of states with unusually high arsenic concentrations in groundwater. Arsenic was used in insecticides for many years, and it's still being used in some weed killers. David Heath is a senior reporter at the Center for Public Integrity. He's been investigating why a health assessment on arsenic from the Environmental Protection Agency has been delayed. Hey, David.
Hey, Rebecca.
So first of all, why does this health assessment matter?
Well, the assessment matters because the EPA, first, when they want to determine how dangerous a toxic chemical is, they first do the science. And that can take quite a long time. In fact, this assessment has been going on for over a decade. But it's not until they have done the science to figure out exactly how dangerous a chemical is that they can actually really take action on it. So it really does come down to, this is how they protect your health.
You figured out that a single member of Congress, Congressman Mike Simpson of Idaho, was able to intentionally delay the EPA's health assessment for years. Why did he do that?
Well, we actually figured it out through a series by kind of lining up some documents that we had and playing some hunches and looking at campaign contributions. And so we actually ambushed him in the halls of Congress and because he wasn't talking to us and asked him that very question. And he actually said that he was concerned about whether or not the EPA's science was good. And he also had concerns about the cost to water companies to try to meet the EPA standards. Now, the EPA in 2001 did set a new standard for arsenic. And in 2006, all water companies were supposed to have met that standard. So, and typically, they met it well below that standard so that if there were a new standard, a lot of companies that have already made these changes probably wouldn't have to do it again. We also talked to an executive at a pesticide company, and their product was slated to be banned at the end of last year. They sell a weed killer with arsenic in it. And so they have been aggressively criticizing the EPA's science and trying to delay any new regulations that would come from it. By getting this delay in the from Simpson, it actually forced the EPA to lift the ban on this weed killer. So this product remains on the market. So it had quite a huge financial impact on this company.
So in the U.S., if you drink city water, your water has to meet the federal limit for arsenic. But if you're on a private well, there are no limits that have been set. What does it mean for us in Michigan that this health assessment has been delayed for several more years?
So states really rely on the EPA for guidance on how toxic chemicals are. They don't have the resources to do this kind of science. And when the EPA did its last analysis of arsenic, there was actually quite a bit of publicity about it, and the state actually had to do quite a bit to meet that standard. But the attitude, I think, was that once they did, that was sort of the end of it. So until the EPA comes out with its new findings, I don't think you're going to see the state of Michigan really doing a whole lot.
David Heath is an investigative reporter at the Center for Public Integrity. Thank you very much, David.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Our series this week was reported in partnership with David Heath. You can find our series at michiganradio.org, and you can check out his story at publicintegrity.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.